And my name's Michelle. I'm right outside Denver, Colorado. This time around in OA, I've been abstinent over about 2 years. I go to two meetings a week and more if necessary. And just credit this program with saving my mental life. Has saved my physical life also, but definitely has saved my mental life. I do have a couple pictures to share at the end, but they are not before and after pictures as far as weight loss. Because even though I know that abstinence in the program brings weight loss, for me, that hasn't been, I have lost weight and I am very grateful for that. But what I've lost is that thinking that kept me stuck and kept me completely depressed and unhappy, even though I didn't really realize that. So I did write something out because if not, I will just wander all over and won't make any points. So I always get nervous. I don't know why before I speak. When someone asks me to speak, I wake up like at 3 in the morning. And even though we're all family, even though we're all friends, I still kind of go off the deep end a little bit, not with food, just with stinking thinking. So I did a lot of prayer, and the one thing that came up was there is hope. The thing that I want to share the most, that I want to say the most is there is hope. Keep coming back. There is hope. For so much of my life, I have been stuck in hopelessness and despair. I didn't always recognize it. I knew that I had that feeling of dread on my heart a lot. I knew I wasn't happy. But I didn't really understand why. I always thought, well, if I was just this, or I just did this, or this happened. And I just one day, well, I'll get to that, but I still have days of hopelessness, but I have a path through it and I have tools now. And those tools do not include food. So, at the end, I'll say something like, life is all rainbows and unicorns and happiness, Sam. No, life is life. This is how it is, and this is what it is. And it is what I make of it. I have learned that. So my story is pretty much the same as everyone else that I've ever heard tell their story. I used a lot of methods to control my weight. I was born into a family with an alcoholic father and a compulsive overeater mother. And food was my friend from a very young age. I always thought I was a really chubby kid, but I wasn't. I really wasn't chubby until I got pretty much out of high school. But my story is the same as most people. I used a lot of methods to try to control my weight, and most of them more than once. So, my first time going to a pay for weight place was in high school. I do remember that. But I did that more than once. Fad diets, compulsive exercising, throwing up. I wasn't a full-fledged bulimic, but definitely throwing up, bets to lose weight, and just those things over and over and over again. And food was my friend. My addiction was my friend. And the first 2 years, this is my second time around. I was in OA about 7 years, about 30 years ago. Lost a lot of weight. I think I gained a lot of sanity and had two kids. And then one day I just walked off the path. No reason, no rhyme, no sign, nothing happened. So I think it comes kind of back to the big book. On that page, I think it's 31 through 33, that says, if you don't think that you're an alcoholic, try going to the bar and drinking. Well, I must have convinced myself that I wasn't a compulsive overeater because I just slipped right back into the crazy thinking, the crazy acting, and my life was unmanageable, even though I didn't think it was at the time. I really feel like I didn't notice the unmanageability of my life until I was sober from food. But what I have discovered through all of this, through all the work that I've done through life, I just turned 66, that the weight and the food aren't the problem for me. I only speak for myself. This is not a diet club for me. My thinking, my lack of reliance on a higher power is what the problem is. So, I appreciate the fact, like I said before, that I have lost some weight. My highest weight that I weighed myself was 237 pounds. I wouldn't get on the scale after that. So, did it go higher? Maybe. The last time I was at the doctor, I was down 30 pounds. Do I wish it was more? Sometimes my that addictive brain and that thinking says, "Oh my God, you have 100 pounds to lose," that kind of stuff. But that isn't the truth, and I try to tell myself the truth. This is not a diet club for me. This is a way to live my life sanely, and most days happy. In the past, I used food as a drug to cover my depression, my hopelessness, my crazy thinking, all those types of things. I think the first time maybe I came, I wanted to lose weight, but this time I just want sanity. I just want to not wake up in the morning and have the first thing I think about be food, or how much food I can have, or if I didn't eat this, could I have this? Or go to the grocery store and buy a bag of something that I like, and the entire bag is gone within an hour. Sneaking up the stairs and like hiding the food in my purse. Then, when everybody's downstairs watching TV, sneaking up the stairs and grabbing a handful and shoving it in my mouth and eating it. And then walking down the stairs. I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want the craziness. I don't want the craziness. I want the hope and I want the peace that comes from turning my life over to a higher power daily. And I truly believe in my faith. I have a particular faith. And my higher power only wants what's best for me. My higher power doesn't want me to suffer. My higher power doesn't want me to be unhappy. My higher power wants me to learn lessons. And I think through the 12 steps and through attending programs and speaking and sp sponsoring and all that sort of thing, I'm learning lessons, life lessons. I was complaining to my sponsor yesterday, how many life lessons are there? So it always it says, if you find someone that you like their recovery, ask them how you do it, how they do it. So this is how I do it. I mean, you don't have to like my recovery, but this is how I do it. Just like the program says, I just follow the program. I attend meetings. I do two meetings a week, like I said, unless I feel I need another one or someone asks me to speak. Thank you. Here's my service. I do have to admit that the very first meeting that I was 12 stepped into to attend, it was like being sent before a firing squad. I mean, oh my, I had every excuse in the book. My friend said, "Do you want me to pick you up to go to the meeting?" "Oh no, my stomach hurts today. How about I meet you at the meeting?" "No, I really need to do some housework." It took me months of excuses to finally walk through the door. But, and once I walked through that door, it was great after I got going, but it was scary. This time around, it was such a relief and a release. And I was so grateful. I was in relapse for over 30 years. And like I said, I don't know why. I don't know what happened. I tried to stick to the food plan that I had. The first time I was in OA, it was OA How. We went to a nutritionist. We got a food plan. It wasn't, we didn't have strict rules on what you could and couldn't eat. We had people on everything from the gray sheet. I'm really dating myself, the gray sheet, the blue sheet. But I went to a nutritionist. She gave me a plan. I remember telling her when I was sitting there, I said, "Hey, don't tell me I can have so many points in a day because I'll eat them all for breakfast." I said, "Give me something I can live with." I've tweaked it since then. There are some things that I know I had to take off of the plan, but I've also come to realize that the food plan isn't my higher power, that my food plan is remaining abstinent. So I kind of use it as a guide, but it still helps me maintain healthy meals. Because I want to be healthy. This time around, what happened was I was at my highest weight. I have a friend that we walk in one of those lazy rivers. While I know it's good to get exercise. I really think the only thing that gets exercised is our jaws because we talk for an hour as we're just going through the river. But we would always talk about food, the latest diet, how much we weigh, what we could buy, what we could make. I mean, our weight, how horrible we felt. And one day, I don't know why. I came home and I said to myself, I'm done. I give up. I'm just going to be unhappy. I'm just meant to be unhappy. That's not everyone is meant to be happy. And I'm just going to be overweight. I'm done. I can't handle this anymore. And I heard a voice loud and clear say, you know what to do. You know where to go. And the next day I came back to obey. And it was like slipping into the most comfortable pair of shoes. Is it always? Of course not. But at that moment, it was like putting on those flannel pajamas that you've owned for 40 years and they just hug you and they're soft and the slippers. It was such a relief. Such a relief. I started following my original food plan, but like I said, it's a good guide. It helps me stay healthy and get the nutrients I need. But my food plan is actually my higher power. I stay away from my alcoholic foods. I know what they are. Some people call them red foods. I stay away from those because I can't trust myself to open that bag and not finish the bag. And I don't want to feel that way. I don't want to gorge myself and then have the shame and the horror again. It's still fresh enough up here, and the pain is still fresh enough. I don't want to do that anymore. I found a sponsor. And actually, there's a bunch of Facebook OA groups. And someone posted in one of the Facebook OA groups that they had just finished all the 12 steps and they were looking for sponsees. And I messaged them and started with that person. I didn't know anything about them. And it was a great relationship and it was a great plan through the steps until she no longer, or I'm sorry, he no longer decided to follow the program. But I worked those 12 first 12 steps with that sponsor. It worked them pretty fast, and I still work a step a month through one of my meetings. I work the program daily as the most important thing. This is not a life and OA. This is a OA is life. My higher power is life. I need to have a new way of living. I need to have a creative way of living, and it needs to be through OA. And that's all I need for today. I don't have any, I just follow the program as it was written. I get up. You guys don't know me, so I can tell you this story. I am so grumpy when I get up. OMG, I don't know how my husband stands it, except he's still asleep. I'm so grumpy. It's like I put my feet on the floor. I say thank you in my head for another day. I come upstairs, I make a pot of coffee, which probably is the thing that helps me get through the morning. I read just for today, or for today, excuse me. I read Voices of Recovery. I always say Voices of Reason. I don't know why. I say Voices of Rec read Voices of Recovery. I read a daily reader through my spiritual program. I talk to God, meditation, kind of talk to God and say, good morning, what is mine to do today? Let help me have that path today, help me follow you today. And I practice step three every single day. Every single day, I turn my will and my life over to the care of God. There are other things I do, but that's the main things I do. And what do I get out of all this work? And I'm in it for what I get out of it. And what I get out of it is a new freedom. And this is where my life is sunshine, unicorns, and rainbows. No, my life is life. This is life. Things happen, stuff happens. But I have tools to handle them. The tool I seem to use the most is 12-stepping a problem, especially when there's an altercation in a relationship or, I had a little, I didn't like what someone at a doctor's office said to me. It was me. It was all me. And I knew it was me. It wasn't the person. They were just stating the rules. But I got all upset and I got in my head. And sure enough, step one, I admitted I am powerless over these feelings and I am powerless over that doctor's office. And my life in this area has become unmanageable. And I believe that a power greater than myself, I go through the entire 12 steps. And by the time I get to it, end of it, I've usually given it over. And if I need to do it again, I do it again. The promises have come true for me, every single promise. I love the promises. I have more days with hope. I have more days with faith than I have hopelessness. I have an addiction that for today is not controlling my life. I have a new way of living. I have a peace when I practice the program. I enjoy life in the now rather than I do worry. Like I woke up at 3 worried about this talk, but I know what to do. And I have a family life that I really enjoy instead of trying to control my family and trying to be the stage director, the actors, the set director, all of that. I'm just able to enjoy myself without controlling or without eating. Is it always sunshine? No. And I know I've said that a couple times, but it works for me. Let me see if I can get these pictures to come up, maybe. Dun, 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 dun. Share my screen. Let's see. Okay. So the top picture is my son, my husband, myself, and my daughter. You can kind of see some resemblances there, but this was at my highest weight. I don't have a highest and lowest, like I told you. This was at my highest weight, but this was unhappy. Even though I have a smile on my face, it was, but I didn't know, I didn't always know I was unhappy. And then this is a recent picture just from last month. And as a whole family, we went on a cruise together for 7 days and we lasted 7 whole days together. Because I didn't try to control anything. I let it go to God. I followed my food plan. I did every morning what I know I needed to do. And so this is Budapest. We started in Budapest. My daughter lives overseas, so we kind of went over there. But the difference mentally is what I'm so happy about. It's just a way of life that I am pleased to have. And with that, I will stop. And thank you for listening. I appreciate it and letting me do service.